Pre-andav, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, in the middle of the Amid, Mai Mevorech. What Broche was one we said with Medayik, that the Broche Achreine is totally in a minute, but the Broche Rishayne is a Chiev, Kom Mitzvahs Mevorech Alein Oibel Asiyosan, Mai Mevorech, what broche does one make on the Megillah? Rav Sheishes Mikatrize Ikla Lekamei de Rav Ashi Uborech Manach. What is Manach? Let us see in Rashi. Manach al Mikro Megillah B'Sheosanisim B'Shechiyona. Lachel Mai Mevorech, what is the broche after the Megillah? Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'ilom Horov Esriveinu Adonas Dineinu V'anoikim Esnikmoseinu V'anifrolonu Mitzareinu Amshalin Gemulach Aloivei Nefshenu Baruch ato Hashem Hanifra Li Yisrael Mikol Tzareim. That's the Brocha Achoyne. Rav Oma Hokel HaMashiach, that your Messiah Hakel HaMashiach. Amar Rav Pope Hilkat, since we have here a machlokes, how to be Messiah, Nimrinu L'Tavayu, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hanifra L'Yisrael, Mikol Tzareim, Hakel HaMashiach. I really don't understand the Svar of Rovim. The whole Nusach HaBroche is speaking about the Nekome that Rabbeinu Yisholm takes from the Sonim. Vanoikim esnik maseinu, vanifrolonu mitzoreinu. I think anifrolonu means anifro bishvilonu mitzoreinu. Amshalom gmolach oloivin amshenu. Moshiach means the Yeshua that Klal Yisrael got. The Posik is not speaking about the Yeshua that Klal Yisrael, the Nusach HaBroch is not speaking about the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, it's speaking about the Peronius that the Sinai Yisrael received. So Lechayre the Chesime of the Chesime that was first mentioned was very good. That's Me'ein the Madbei of the Broche. Hanifcha Yisrael Mikol Tzareya. I don't understand why Rava did not like this Chesime and said a different Chesime, which Lechayre is not the ruach of the whole broche. Beisach nisht. The Ran asks Akashim, why is this peiseach beboruch? This is a broche smucha lachavote. Just like we have by Psuke de Zimre, it starts with Boruch Sha'amar. Then we have Zmiris in between. Then it ends with Yishtabach. It doesn't start with a new broche, because it's a broche smucha lachavote. Hallo starts with a broche, and it ends with Yehallelucha. It doesn't start with a new broche. So why over here does it start with a boruch? That's the Ran's kash. So the Ran says, let's ask the same kash by Birchas HaTorah. She says, by Birchas HaTorah, a kapona by the Oilim, so that the Tzibur, so that broche, he says, Bemison, the Iker Takona was that the Peseach makes the broche Rishayne, and the Chayse makes the broche Achayne, so Betzim, it's two different people. So they would make the broche. We'll see later in the Gemara. Nowadays, everyone makes a broche Rishayne, broche Achayne. But since Mi Iker Takona, it was two different people making two different broches, so therefore, they did not patter the brocha achreine with the brocha rishayne. It should be a brocha smucha lachavot. They should only have a chesime and not a psiche. But over here lechayre, it should not start with a boruch. That kasha the Ran asks. The Ran answers a very interesting teretz that the brocha achreine is not on the mikra megillah, it's on the nest that occurred. It seems they were misakin, it should be said now, after the Mikra Megillah, it's an appropriate time, but it is not a set. That means like Psukin de Zimra, it is a set. It's the Bor Shoma, That's the psyche of Psuke de Zimre, then Yishtabach is the Chsime, then we have the Zmiris in between. But over here, it's a double nifrod, it's not Mekusher to the Brocha Rishayne, and that is why it starts with a Boch. Achsech mil, the Marsho and Avi Psochem brings down a Ha'ore, why by Birches Haftoire, the Brocha Achroine. Here we have the same kash like the Ran asks over here. We don't have the same teretz. Why by the Birchas Avtoire, the Brocha Achayne starts with a Baruch? Why there isn't it considered a Brocha Smucha L'chavoka? Let us go further. B'sheini b'chemishi b'shabes, b'sheini b'chemishi b'shabes b'minche, Peirin Shloisha. So there are three oilim. So the Gemara says, "Ani shloisha keneged me." What's the cheshbin of three oilim? Omar Rav Asi keneged Torah Leviim uksuvim. Rava Omar keneged Kahanim Leviim v'Yisraelim. That's the yisoid machlokes between Rav Asi and Rava is. Rav Asi says that they made three kriyas. Because they wanted there should be three dvorim nekroim, keneged this three chalokim in Torah, and Torah shebiksav, Torah nevim eksuvim. So they wanted there should be three kriyas in the Torah, keneged Torah nevim eksuvim. And Rava said that they made three oilim, three kairim, because there are three sugim of Lomdei Torah. There are kahanim. Kahanim are, the Pasuk says, Kisif Sei Koyin Yishmer Das V'Torah Yevakshu Mifiyu. There's a Torah's kahanim. There's a Torah's, I heard from Tuv Yehama, there's a Torah's Leviim, Yairu Mishpatecha LeYakov, Seroscha LeYisrael. It seems Leviim Gufe are the sugal and lame de Torah. Then there's the Torah of Yisraelim. So they made three kairim, but because there's in the lame de Torah, there are three sugim of lame de. So that's the inyan of the three kairim. Elohad etoni Rav Shimi ein peirsin miyut psukim bebeis haknesses. You're not permitted to say less than 10 psukim. V'yidaber oylo min aminyin, and v'yidaber can be one of the 10 psukim. Ani asore keneged me. What is the inyan of the 10 psukim? Now it's very interesting, what's the elo? It means, now we have a problem. Elo, you were explaining me why there are three oilim. Now elo hadetani, now that says the words, Rav Shimi said that there's 10 psukim. So, what's the reason of the 10 psukim? When Shvager wanted to say that till these Amiroim, they're saying that the number 3 is Kneged Gol Hoichezachen, Tarnavim Meksuvim, Kanavim Yisraelim. Maybe we wouldn't know that it has such inyonim involved in this mispah. That's Elo Adetani. So if it went with such cheshbonis, I'm a male, what is the oimek hacheshbon of Yud Psukim? I saw the Ben Yoyodo says pshat the Elo that they understood that inyon of Yud Psukim is connected the Chamisha Chumshe Torah and the Chamisha Sifrei Tilim. He brings a medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu gave 5 Chumoshim to Klal Yisrael, and David HaMelech gave 5 Sforim. And we see in the Rotzins on Tefillin, the 5 Sforim of Tehillim are Mechuvin connected the 5 Chumoshim. So that's what he understood. He understood the number 10. The Asorah Miyadei he understood. But then you just said that the 3 oilim keneged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, so we have already cheshbonis keneged Ksuvim, whole Ksuvim. So then we wouldn't make a inyan of 10 psukim keneged Tillim and Chumash. We made already a cheshbin connected the whole Tanakh. So that's the kasha. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi connected Asura Batlonim Shebebeis HaKnesses. It's connected this Asura Batlonim Ten Anoshim Ksherim, which are in the Spanish Meyatzibur. The base of the Rashi says, "Bobekame that Oiskim b'tzolchei tzibo that they're early in the morning the base of Knesset to make sure that they're a minion." So these ten psukim are connected. These are sore batloni. We have to understand good the cheshbon what. The Mechuvin is 10 psukim, is connected to Asura Batlonim. Rav Yosef Omar connected Aseres Hadibres. Shenemru L'Moyshe B'Sinai, there were Aseres Hadibres. So Memele, that's why we learn 10 psukim. Rav Levi Omar connected Asura Hilulim, Shama David B'Sefer Tilim. Rav Yochanan Omar connected Asura Mamores, Shebehem Nivro Ho'ilom. Yechanan said that the Asura Psukim that we learn is connected Asura Mamorish Shebehem Nivro Ho'ilo. Perhaps we can understand this a little. There's a Meredek Beis Halevi in Parshas Bereishis. Beis Halevi says, Pshat in the Mishneh, and others, Asura Mamoris Nivra Ho'ilam, Omar Talmud Loima, Oibimayma Echad Yochali Boris, Ela Lepora Mina Rishoim, Shema Abdim Esa Ho'ilam, Shenivra Basura Mamoris, Titan Sachal Toiv Latzadikim, Shema Kaimin Esa Ho'ilam, Shenivra Basura Mamoris. He says, the Mishnah is telling us a Meredik Ezach, and he brings a Medrash, that is Medayik from the Psukim. It says in the Pasuk, Vayishpois Mikol Melachtoi. There was a Shvise, there was a Shvise Mikol Melachtoi. So he says, Amoyredike Ha'orem. He says, there was, in the Sheishe Shemei Bereishes, B'yom Rishen, certain things were created. Yom Sheni, L'chayre, that ended that Bria. The Bria of Shemayim Ba'oretz was ended, the Yom Rishen. And then there was a new Bria, the second day, the third day. So L'chayre, if we would be asked, what happened Shabbos? Shabbos was a Shvise from the Melachos which were done on Erev Shabbos. Wasn't a shvise from the malacha that was done yom rishon. There was a shvise that yom sheni. That malacha finished. But the pasuk says nishtazay. Vayishpois mikol malachtoi on yom shvi on Shabbos. So the pasuk is telling us a mishadik echidish that the bria shmaim va'oretz was incomplete. Kozman, there wasn't the Bria of Yom HaShishi. That means that the whole Bria, from the lowest chelik of the Bria to the highest chelik of the Bria, is Mekusha, and the Shleimus of the whole Bria, one is dependent on the other. He says, just like, for example, a person will take a watch, and they'll just take one screw out. So by taking out one screw, he breaks the watch. The watch, the mechanism of a watch is dependent on all the components of the watch. The shleimus of the Bria, that means the Shemayim, Va'oretz, was not completed till the last Nivra, till the Bria, Sa'odom. That put about the shleimus of the Shemayim, Va'oretz. And so, Basora Mamoris Nivra Ho'ilom, that means that since everything is Mekusha, every chelik of the Bria is mekushel one to the other. So lemaise, the bria sa adam is dependent on the bria shemayim v'aretz. So you need that maimer for the adam, and you need the maimer from the nasa adam for the bria shemayim v'aretz. So in other words, the Mishnah is telling us that basorim amores nivra oilam, that the whole oilam was nivra as basorim amores, not 10 different mamores, no fakert. All the asorim amores, the whole oilam needed the asorim amores in order to become nishlam. So if the shleimus of the shemayim v'aretz is dependent on the nasa adam, so the anhogas ha'odom has a moiridic effect on the shemayim v'aretz, because I can derive that if the shemayim v'aretz was not nishlam till the adam came, so the actions of the adam have a hashpo bein l'toiv bein l'mutar on the shemayim v'aretz on the whole bria. Is memele. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is telling us, litain, what ma Talmud loyma, what can I learn out from this? That the whole world, the whole bria is mekusha one with the other. I can learn out the chaymer of an aveira and the magnitude of a mitzvah. It is a very interesting medrash. The medrash says there were two people sitting in a ship and one person started digging a hole. So the other one asked him, what are you doing? He says, what's your business? I'm digging the hole on my side. What's going on? But that in Yesod is what the Mishnah is telling us. When a Rosh does an Aveir, it's not Pshat. So he's not a Tzaddik. So he, it's not him. The whole Briya, he's Ma'abid Es Ha'olam. Aishin Nivra Ba'asora Mamores. And a Tzaddik is Mekayim Es Ha'olam. Shinivra Ba'asora Mamores. So Memele, for example, Rav Chaim Voloshiner says, if there would be 1 second, Chas V'Sholem, that there would be no one that would be learning, so the whole world would disintegrate. That's what Rav Chaim Voloshiner says. So it could be that that is Pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara says that we lay 10 psukim kineged the Asorim Amores. That means the Asorim Amores are megala to us that the kiyum ha'olam is al yedei ha'adam. That's what we can derive from this. So memele, so we learn 10 psukim to realize that, and to be makir that fakert, that the Torah is the mekayim ha'olam. So that is why. That's why we learn 10 psukim. This is the mekayim es olam keneged asorim amoris. Tzilmore is further hayninu vayoyma de bereishis, which are the amoris. The times it says in the pasuk in bereishis, the vayoyma of bereishis, hanatisha habis, it's only 9 amoris. So the Gemara says, Bereishis nami maimahu. Bereishis, that what it says, that in Bria Shemayim V'oretz, that also came about through a maimah. Tachsiv b'dvar Hashem, Shemayim nasu, v'ruach piv kol tzivo. Let us see Rashi. V'yidaber oilo min aminyin, v'yidaber Hashem al Moshe leimer. Afal pi shein lilmeg mimenu klum, there's nothing we can learn from this. Al kapon, that could be one of the 10 psukim. Bereishis nami, demishtoi b'shemayim uva'oretz. So this posik is speaking about the shemayim uva'oretz. Is dechsiv b'dvar, so this also came about through a maima. Receive, it says in the Pasuk, Bidvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasu Piv Kol Tzivo, Maimahu Afhein B'maimah Nivro. Let us see Taisvitz. Keneged Teire Neviim Uksuvim. Koshe, so that's why there are 3 Oilem. Koshe Dolakamon Omar Keneged Shemrei כנגד שמרי יסף, שלושה שמרי יסף. So למעשה, לגמור הלילה זה חשבן Y, זה חשבן of 3, 5 and 7, 3 אילם בימי החיל, 5 and יונטף, and 7 and שבס. So the Gemara says there are different types of sorim lifnei hamelech. So there's shloisha sorim, shloisha shemrei asaf, and then there's chamisha sorim, and then there's shiva, Rashi says shiva, same like shiva sorim poros amodai. There's okaponim, there's different types of Mishamshei HaMelech. So therefore, in different Zmanim, they made with this pattern, sometimes 3, sometimes 5, sometimes 7. So we're asking Akasha why there's 3 Olam, so the Gemara said later. So why isn't this brought down over here? So Tosfos answers, Yishlem et ha'osam lehavi iker ha'takonim. That the Ikar Takana of 3 was not because of the Shloisha Shemrei Yasaf, the Leitiknu Arbo, Kineged HaShloisha Shemrei Yasaf, Vesoris Echot. It says in Seif Malachim, there it speaks about Shloisha Shemrei Yasaf, there was a Soris Echot together with them. Visa Birushalmi, Ikar Soris Echot, Sheyoshev, Amasaris Alochis, Amamida Malikram. So Memele, there's, if we're speaking, if that would be the real reason for the Ikar Takana of 3, there would have been 4. Because the Soris went together with the Shloisha Shemrei Yasaf. Elocha lo itiknu kenegdei. Shema mino, the Ikar Takana yoyisal kenegdei teire unaviyim uksuvim. Is the Gemara over there wants to explain there's a pattern of 3, 5, and 7, so that the Gemara says that 3 is mechuvin Kineged the Shloisha Shemrei Yasaf. But if Al Kaponim, if this would be the real reason for the Etzem Takon, it would not be Mistabat to make 3, they should have made 4 Kineged the Soris. Ein Peichsin me Yasore Psukim Bebeis HaKnesses. Vim Taima, Vrei Parshas Amolik Deleka Lotisha Psukim. In Parshas Amolik, there's 9 Psukim. Yishleim Adashani Parshas Amolik, this is the Yoyim Ahu, this is Biseidar Ayoyim, this is Milroyis Ayoyim, Umafsi Kinyon Abay. And it ends, after Vayova Yamolik, it ends and finished. So Memele, therefore you don't have to have any more. Shemochin Lochish, Lochin Amim Lim Lekamon Deim Aftiran Pochis Michof Aleph Psukim, by that maftev, heicha the solik in yonah, but if the inyan ends before, koyren shapir bepochis. So memele, here we have a complete inyan, which is 9 psukim. So we lay 9 psukim. Zok the gemara weiter. Omar rove, rishayin shekora dalit. Now, so we have 10 psukim, we have 3 oilim, so we have to realize that we have to, that one of these 3 oilim has to lane 4 psukim, in order to be able to end up with a kriya of 10 psukim. Omar Rove, Kishay Shekora Dalit, Meshibach. If the first one lane Dalit, so that's a double meshubach. We'll see this a mile of Rishon. So the Kriyas Dalit should be by the Oila Rishon. That's a double meshubach. That means for the Aliyah Cheshuve, they laning Dalit Psukim. That's some amela. So it's meshubach. Sheini Shekora Dalit Meshubach. That's also Meshubach. The Emtsoi is also a Hashibis. So for the Aliyah HaChashuva of the Emtsoi, you're making a Kriya of Dalit Psukim. Shlishi Shekora Dalit Meshubach. If the third one was kairi dalib sukim, that's also mishubach. It's also, there's a cheshbin, the most of it, there's a cheshbin of malam b'kodesh. So that's also mishubach that, that he went and took this aliyah, which is an aliyah chshuve, and it was put for the third, and I mean, the kriya chshuve was for an aliyah that the kel should be more than the others, as malam b'kodesh. Now the Gemara explains the Maila of Rishin, Emtsoi, and Achrayim, and Malam Mekodesh. Rishin Shekora Dalet Meshubach, Disnan, Bisholesh Kupois, Shal Sholesh Sholesh Soin, Shebehen Termin as Alishka. That there was money in the Lishke from the Shkolim that Klal Yisrael were Menadev. And there were three kupis that used to make trumas alishke. So it used to be teirim the money from the lishke with three kupis. Vayakosav aleihem aleph beis gimel. Now why do we need this aleph beis gimel? Leida eizemem nitra rishain. We should know there were teirim with three kupis, but we should know which was the first kupis. Lahakriv mimeno rishain. At the first kupe, we will be makriv first. The kabonis tzibur will first take from the first kupe. She mitzvah berishin. There's a mitzvah, there's a chshivas of rishin. So memele, so therefore the bedavke wrote oisius on the kupes to know the seder in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of mitzvah berishin. So there's an chshivas of rishin. Emtsoi shekor arbam abo meshubach. The sanye el mul pnei hamanoiro yeiru yeiru. It says that the neiris, the six neiris, were meyer towards the pnei hamanoiro. That's the neir hamtsoi. That's the neir marovi. Velamed shemetzade pneim klape neir marovi. Pener Marovi Klape Shchina. So Memele, we see the Zachshivis of the Ner Emtsoi. We'll see in Rashi that this Barais is going according to the Mandi Omar, that the Neris were going Sofen Doron. They were going horizontally Sofen Doron. And the Ner Emtsoi, the Ner Emtsoi, was a little bit facing towards Ma'ariv, and the other three Neiris on each side were facing towards the Ner Emtsoi. So we see the Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mikan Shemtsoi Mishubach. So we see there's a Psachshivis of Emtsoi, and the six Neiris are Nitpoles to the Ner Emtsoi. Ba'achin Shekore Arbo Mishubach. Mishamalim b'kodesh v'loy merida. The Turi Evin, the Beis Yitzchak, they both ask Akasha that this is difficult to understand already. Why do you have to give a cheshbon? That means the first one that he went and learned the Dalet Psukim. So they ask Akasha, why did you learn the Dalet Psukim? By me, Fakel, this is a chshivus of Rishen, some Mele Fakel, so the Dalet Psukim should be by the Aliyah Cheshuvah, by the Aliyah Rishen. Them Tzoi learned the Dalet Psukim, why did I learn? It's also Cheshuvah. It's a chshivus. It's a chshivus of Them Tzoi, like Pabinoira we see that Them Tzoi is Choshuv. So Fakel, the Dalet Psukim should be said by the middle Oile. The last Oile, you'll ask him, why did you learn the Dalet Psukim? He says, listen, if I want to learn, who's going to learn it? We need 10. This getting it the rein in Meshubach. Meshubach means that it could have been done in a different oifen. He did it, it's Meshubach. But here, Pshat is, that means, Yom Meshubach, not Meshubach. Yeah, it has to be done. So the Beis Yitzchak says, Pshat, as follows, maybe the Lashna Rashi is not mashing like that. He says the Mishnah is telling us such a loch that if you'll have Mekaymis that it was Mesudadik, And this mokim, the achroim, says the alle psukim. And this mokim, the minig is that the mtsoi says the alle psukim. And this mokim, the minig is that the rishon says the alle psukim. So you shouldn't think that each minig is epis, nit an oiska halten a minig. This one is a lomdische minig. No, all of them are oiska halten. There's a meile in achroim, there's a meile. So we're talking about the mekoimish in higu, that the Dalet Psukim should be learned by different oilim. Each minig is meshubach. Each minig there's a mokim for it. So the Meishes Ibitza said that was saying why the last oilim should say the Dalet Psukim if no one else said. We're saying that this Kehila chose that the Dalet Psukim should be said by the last oilim. There's a mahalach in it. Because we're getting the maila of Malam Bekoidish. Kavtub Yehama asked me, I don't know Klo the Teretz, he says, we see by the oil, the receiving this Gemara, there's any Namalam Bekoidish. So therefore, if one of the three oilam have to have Dalet Psukim, so the loch of Malam Bekoidish, the last one should have it. So yes, by the oilam we go Koyin Levi Yisrael. So there, by these oilam gufa were Absmaridin Bekoidish. I'm a missing Klo. Bechilik. Rapope ikla le beknishte davi guva, bekoro rishen abo, Rapope went into that shul, and the first oiler went in lane dabo, bishofche Rapope. So it seems this mice is speaking about kaponim and this basic knesset, there's no mini kabua. And the first one went and he made the abo, Bishovche Rapopin. Rapopin was Meshebeichim. So the Marshor seems to say that the Shovche Rapopin was the Zichar Cheshboinis, that each oile has a different cheshivis, which we could say that the Dalet Psukim should be by this oile. But by the Rishon, besides cheshivis of Rishon, the Inyan of Zrizim Magdimim. So it seems in this place there was no minikavua, and this person was mizdaris to say the Dalet Psukim by his aliyim, Bishovche Rapope. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Ne'er Marovi, hu ner emtsoi. Laman da'om aneiris tzofen v'dorim v'nochim, that they're going horizontally. Havi emtsoi, so the middle near moshuch kime klape mairiv, was a little bit facing mairiv. It was not in the same line that all the other neiris were. No, it was facing mairiv. Chutz mishar neiris. That was outside of the shar neiris. It means the shar neiris, they were more or less in the Mizrach area, and this was pushed out a little bit towards Meirib. The wick was facing Meirib. The Laman di Oma Meirib u Mizrach Munochim, according to the Laman di Oma, that the Menorah was going vertically, Meirib u Mizrach, loy, so then you don't have Arayim that is Achshivis of Emtsoi. Mishum dahave marovi hasheni klapi mizrach. According to that man, the Yomam, so the second ner is called the ner marovi already. The first ner is the ner mizrach, not the ner emtsoi. Hochi isa b'menoches. According to that man, the Yomam, we do not see achshivis of emtsoi. The whole way we see achshivis of emtsoi is according to man, the Yomam, that holds to a going tzofendor. Termim kahanim esalishko, Rishas meksashin, shenoisnin mishikle shona zula soicho, that the lishka was the place that he used to put into it the shkolim from this year, liktis mem kabonis sibo lachol ashona. El mupne amenere yirushivis haneres, lamupne neir, shebeguf amenere, the neir that is situated at the guf amenere, Shumtsoi oi mitzadeit pnei shisha neiris. Rishain min shloisha shekora arbo psukim, Veshubach, if the first of the three oilim was keirat dal psukim, v'chein sheni v'chein shlishi, am lo yosa rishim v'osa sheni, oyim lo yikori lo yirishim v'lo yosheni, abo psukim v'kori sena shlishim v'shubach. V'im yesh lehem revach b'parshe, now Rashi says, but if the parshe is a larger parshe, v'koru kol echod arbo psukim, it's kulam mishubachim. Rashi is saying that means since each and aliyah is an aliyah chshuve, so if there's enough psukim, so each one by being kaira dalit, so he's taking the kriya chshuve of the aliyah and he's putting it on his being goyle. We see a very interesting thing, the Turi Eben is Ma'ira, that Mirashi says all three are Meshubach. Now, if all three lain Dalip Psukim, so it comes out that the Kriya of the third one is only Emerson being Kaira, two Psukim of Chiyuv. The other two Psukim were... No, I'm sorry. One pasuk of chiyuv is learning because the first two psukim, four and eight, so he's learning two psukim of chiyuv, and then he's adding on another two psukim. Now, for Piken, it seems that from Rashi that it has the chshivas of the dalet psukim, what the kriya needs. It's a chiddush in Rashi. So the Gemara weiter. Ein peichsin mehen ve'ein meisifin. Then we learn Tana apeiseyach mevorich lefoneo. The one who starts the kriya, he makes the bracha rishayne. Ve'achoysem mevorich lachel. Ve'idnu dekula mevorchi lefoneo lachel. So why is it that now everyone, all the oilem, makes separate brachas? I know time of the Tkina Rabbonon, Gzeire Mishum Anichnosim and Mishum Ayoitzim. So what does Rashi say? Mishum Anichnosim, Shimikonis Odom Lebeis Akneses Acher Shabir Echishim. That a person comes in by Sheini. Vim lo Yishma Es Acherim Mevochim, he's there, Sheini, Shlishi, and he doesn't hear no one make a bracha rishayne. Yoimas will come to the conclusion, ein bracha b'teire lefonel. So he's a live edis, he saw. He was there, and the a bracha an teire lefonel is not said. So come to that conclusion. So therefore, in order to avoid this conclusion, Chazal were now misakin that each oila makes a bracha lefonel. U'mishum ha'yoytzim v'loy shamu es achoysim. Let's say we have three oilam, and he went out after the first two oilam, he went out after the second oila. V'shamu es achoysim v'voich lachel v'rishoynim loy borchu. The first, he didn't hear. He went out before the third one. But Rishonim Leiboch, and the first two did not make a bracha achoinim. Yaimru, so this, Yaimru Hayoitzim, so they'll say, in bracha b'teira lachel, there's no bracha lachel. So therefore, they were misakin that each oiler should make a bracha lefoner ulachel. And we should not make such wrong conclusions. Rishash wants to say a very interesting pshat. Not the problem is over here that will make wrong conclusions. No, there's something different. That Bemison, let's say Hanichnosim. He says, not pshat is that Rashi says, that let's say someone comes in by Shaini, and they'll see the person is oila for Shaini, and then they make a bracha Shaini. So now, he saw it, he witnessed it. You don't have to make a brocha rishayne for kriya satay. He was there, he saw, shayne, shlishi. And then they didn't make a brocha rishayne. The same thing, he was there by rishin and shayne, they didn't make a brocha achayne. So the Rishash was there, maybe he can learn a different shot. But Emerson, when the rishayn made the brocha rishayne, the choyse made the brocha achayne, so Pshat is Batsim, it's called all one big mitzvah, and it's maspik, the brocha of the oyla rishin, the pesach, and the brocha of the choyse. So be'emison, the kriya of the rishin is niftar with the brocha achrayne from the choyse. And the kriya of the sheini and the shlishi is niftar from the brocha rishayne of the pesach. Now the brocha helps for them. So the Rishash wants to say a very interesting pshat. He says, Mishuma nechnosim vayoyitz means as follows. Not that he'll make a mistake. That means what happens, he comes in by Shani. Oh, achoshe v'yit, they call him up. No, he call him up, so lemaise, so he doesn't have a broche. He doesn't have a broche. Or the same thing, or he leaves the yoytzim, he's going to leave. So where's his brocha achoyne? If he stays around the whole time, so lemaise, so he hears the brocha of the choysim, so that patas his kriya also. But if he's going to go out in between, so he wants to say lula divrei Rashi, he could say a different pshat. Nechnosim vayoytzim, that the nechnosim, if the nechnosim will make a brocha, so can come out and nechnosim will be kaira b'teira without a brocha. The yaitzim will be kaira without hearing a brocha achayne. That's a mechudish to kipshat. And the poshut pshat is where Rashi says that there might be a kilkul. There's a very interesting ritve says that Meikar Adin Kula Kriya Chode Mitzvah, the whole Kriya is one mitzvah, Shenasas Ayyidei Rabim, but it's one mitzvah, Ubechode Brocha Sagilo, so it's good, one brocha, it's not different mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah of Kriya, Ayyidei Shalish Oilem, but it's one mitzvah, so Mamela passed, one brocha Rishayne, one brocha Choyne. And then the Ritva says, Kigoyin Tkiya Sholay Sheshone. It's also the same thing. A person is 30 kailas. So it's 30 mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah of 30 kailas. So then, so he tells su tkiya shayfer to kriya satayr. Vahosam lekele migzer mishum nichnosem v'yaitzim frekta ritva kashem. So why over there isn't there a gzeira of nichnosem v'yaitzim? Some will come in the middle. And then he won't hear the brocha rishayne. The hosom lo shayach, tal kol echad ve echad mehem chiyuv lishmoya kulo meiroi shvat soif. She says, over there, where would the akilkul come out? You have to hear all 30 kailas. So where will there be a akilkul? But let's hear ois what the Ritva is saying. But over here, it could come out that someone comes in by Shani. So my mailer is a kilko. So dachser me steita and ritva amoyre de kezach. The ritva is saying as follows. So let's ask a ha'or on the ritva. He says, by tkiya shayfa, there's no such problem. The alkol echod ve echod mehem chiyuv lishmoya kulam meirosh va'atzoyv. So what's with kriya satayre? You also mechuyiv to hear the whole kriya satayre meirosh va'atzoyv. What's the difference? So it would seem from the ritva, held there's no such thing, there's no chiyuv an a yochid lishmoya kriya satayre meirosh va'atzoyv. And the Ritva held that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTayr is a choyves ha-tzibur, not a choyves yochid. That means the choyv is that in the tzibur, the kriya should be nikra. But there's no chiyuv on the yochid to hear the whole kriya. It's a choyves tzibur, not a choyves yochid. In Agavuche, there's a biraloch in the name of Broche that speak about this nekudah. The Biraloch and Simen Kufman Vov goes on the Machaba, a very interesting Machaba. The Machaba says if a person will be Goyres, Teure, still a hate, and he won't be staring anyone, there's 10 people listening to the Kriya besides him, so he's allowed to learn B'shas Kriya Satoya. Then the Machaba says further, but we're not speaking about Parsha Zocher, and because Parsha Zocher and Parsha Spor, then he has to hear the Kriya. But during a Parsha to Shabbos, he could, if there's 10 that are listening to the Kriya, some Amela, he can learn. So the Biraloche asks Akashi, he says, doesn't understand, good, he's not staring anyone. I hear the host dictator, but he's mechuyev to hear Kriya Satayra. What's the Eitzah? He's not staring anyone, it's still a hate, but he's not listening to the Kriya Satayra. So it brings the Shiboli Aleket, asks this Kashi, and the Shiboli Aleket says that he can't say that he's allowed to learn because he's missing Kriya Satayra. So the Biraloche mutzit sich with the Machaba. The Machaba says you're allowed to. So he says he would say pshat in the Machaba. The Machaba speaking about he heard already Kriya Satayra. He says, but if you look further in the Machaba, he says this is the Machaba differentiates between Parsha Zocher and the Parshas from the whole year. If he heard Parsha Zocher, is also the same thing. So Kochach he didn't hear. It's implies by itself here. The Eimek Broche and Daf Mem Zayin says the Machaba held. This yesod, that the kriye b'tzibo eina elachayves ha-tzibo lahamid zayin kruyim likro ha-toyre. There's a chiyev in the tzibo, there has to be zayin kruyim, and you need to listen, 10 that are listening, or else it's not called that there's a kriye b'tzibo also if no one's listening. So you need 10 listening. Avol eina chayv al kol yochid v'yochid mei ha-tzibo lishmoya ha-kriye. That's the Das HaMachaba. So Das HaMachaba, that is, I think this Ritva is saying the same thing. That by Tkiya Shoifah, there we wouldn't have a problem of Nichnosim V'yotzim, because you have to hear the whole Tkiya in order to be Yotzim. But here we can have people coming in, people coming out. It seems it's not Ekvelt, even though they don't hear the whole Kriya. B'Roshei Chadoshim U'B'Choylei Shalmoyit Koyren Arbo. Boy minei ula barav mirov. Parshas Rosh Chodesh keitzad koyren oisa. How do we learn the parsh? We have the Tavis Mnei Yisrael v'mount oleim eskobon yilachmi dahavye, that's the parshas atomic. Dahavyen t'man yo psuki. These are boy minei ula barav mirov. Parshas Rosh Chodesh Keitzad Koyren Oisa. How is the Parshas Rosh Chodesh learned? Tavis Bnei Yisrael V'yomar Toleim Eskobon Ilachmi Bahavien T'man Yo Psuki. These are 8 Psukim. Eichi Navit. What will we do? Nikri Trei T'losa T'losa Psukim. Let 2 read 6 Psukim. Each one read 3 Psukim. Poshulahu trei, so there's left over 2 psukim till the end of the parsha. Ve'ein mishayrin beparsha poches mishloisha psukim, and we can't leave over in the parsha less than 2 psukim, less than 3 psukim. Why can't we leave over? So we'll see later. You can't leave over because gzeiras hayotzim. Some doesn't go out. After the land, after the second oil, he's going to go out, and he knows there's 2 more psukim to the end of the parasha. So he says, "So some of the third oil will land 2 psukim." So memele. So therefore, the end of the parasha. So he'll come to this conclusion. She can't leave over a parasha with 2 psukim. A mishayrim be parasha poches mishloisha psukim. Nikri arbo arbo. No, so we'll do this. Each one will lane 4 psukim. Parshalahu shive. So now there's left over 7 psukim.
there's a parsha of Yoyim HaShabbos, which is two psukim. So now you have two parshias, seven psukim, and two more oilim. Now what are you going to do now? Echinav. Nikri trei meho, let one oilo, the third oilo, read two psukim from Yoyim HaShabbos. V'chad mehanoch, and one posuk in the Barosh Echot Sheichem. So now he learned three psukim. Ein maschilem beparsha pochois mishloisha psukim. You cannot start off a new parsha without learning three psukim. If you're going to learn one posuk, you're going to learn one posuk, so then later, the nechnosim, someone's going to come in, and they'll see they're starting from the second posuk of the parsha. So who learned the first posuk? Oh, Mustama, there was an oiler with one posuk. Now he's starting from the second posuk. You can't start a new parsha without learning three psukim. We'll learn two from of Yom HaShabbos. We'll learn three from of Rosh Chodesh. So the one that comes in now cannot say that the previous oiler did not learn three psukim. If I can't, it's three psukim after the scholars are partial. So now there's only two psukim left over. So you need the fourth oiler has to learn three psukim. You only have Andra Shredish, only have two psukim left over. Omaloi zuloi shamati. So that's the Shaila was asked to Rove. How do you learn? So Agavuch is a beautiful vote in the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak says he doesn't understand. I mean, Ule Barav, the Bali Tshuvis, they have to figure out now how you learn. We have Megalain. I mean, the Rosh Chodesh wasn't the Schadish Tal. It was Yehda Chodesh is a Parshas Rosh Chodesh, and there's a Seidah to learn. All of a sudden, he asks the Kasha, how do you learn Rosh Chodesh? She says a beautiful teretz. He says as follows. He says, we just learned the Gemara before, that in the Mishnah it says, the Poseyach and the Chosim make the two brachas. That's all. The Gemara says, but we don't feel the Chazay. By us, every Oila makes a bracha. Why? Mishum hanichnosim and mishum hayoytzim. So, bizman chazal, bizman hagemore, there was nischadish agzeira of nichnosim v'yoytzim. That means, bizman hamishneh, they weren't geyser of this gzeira of nichnosim v'yoytzim. Someone will come in the middle and say, there's no bracha v'yoytzim, there's no bracha achayna, the yoytzim will say, there was no such gzeira. Bizman chazal, and when this was nischadish bizman chazal, we don't know. Bizman Chazal, Bizman Damiroim, Voidne, there was a Idne, they decided, no, Kilkulim will come out, and we have to be Geizel, Nichnosim, V'yoytzim. So they said, therefore, every Oiler has to make a Bracha Hashem and Bracha Rayim. As soon as they made this Zere of Nichnosim, V'yoytzim, then they got in hot water. So now we have so this Inyan that you can't end the Parsha, less than three psukim for the end of the parsha. You can't start a parsha if you didn't learn three psukim. This is only because the gzeira of nechnosim v'yoytzim. The gzeira of nechnosim v'yoytzim was neschadish ha'idne bisman damiroi. So now they said, Rabboi say, now we made problems. We just made a tikkun that everyone has to learn. Good, so that we took care. But now we have problems if we have to if we're taking care, there shouldn't be a kilkov nechnosim v'yoytzim. So now we have to make sure that you can end the parsha. Poches mi shloisha tvochim samach l'seif a parsha. You can't start a parsha unless you start three psukim. So now we have to figure out how we're going to learn the parsha of Rosh Chodesh. But till now there was no problem. They did whatever they did. There was no problem. Because till then there wasn't a gzerim nechnosim v'yoytzim. So he asked them what to do. Amalei zu lo yishamati. I don't know. I don't even say on this. But I know of a similar case where there was a problem, and there I know what was said, how to solve this problem. This nan, we learned as follows. By the Mamodes, it says that the Anshe Maimid, these were Yisraelim Kshayim who used to, the week, there was different Mamodes, each 24 Mamodes, and the week that it was their Maimid, so they used to say Tzilis, and they used to fast 4 days of the week, and they used to learn the Torah. Used to learn the Torah from Ma'aseh Bereishis because the Kiyum Ha'olam was totally in the Korbanos. By Yom Rishon, on the first day of the week, so they learned Bereishis v'Yehi Rakia. That was the Kriya. There were three Olam, the Toni Alo. So the Bereishis says Bereishis b'Shnayim, Yehi Rakia b'Echot. Vavinem bo, Bishlaim Yerakia Be'echod, we understand that one Oyla can learn Yerakia, the Tlos of Psukiyava. There's three Psukim, so Mamela, he can learn that. Elaboratius Bishnayim Chamisha Psukiyava. But here there's five Psukim, so how can you have two Oylam and five Psukim? Besanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Akeire Beteira Lo Yivchois, Bishlaisha Psukim. So what are you going to do? Is ve'itmar Allah, so on this Baraisa, we have a machlokes Rav Shmu. How do you have two oilam and five psukim? Is Rav Omar doilik? Rav says you're doilik. That what? That the second oile is medalik a posik backwards. He goes a posik backwards. He lame three psukim. So now the second oile goes a posik backwards. So he starts learning from the third posik. So he has here three psukim, 3, 4, 5. Ushmuel Omar Posik. And Shmuel said, no, that the third posik is split in half. So the first oiler said 2.5 psukim. The second oiler said 2.5 psukim. And 2.5 is equivalent to 3. So, I mean, that's the chiyuv of 3 psukim. 2.5 is equivalent to 3. So Mamela, that's what we do. Rav Omar Doilik, my time alay Omar Poisik. Why didn't Rav say Poisik? Like Shmuel. Kosova kol psuke delay poske meisha anan lay paskin alay. He holds it. Meisha Rabbeinu told us how the psukim have to be set, to be mafsik, a posik in the middle. We don't do such things. So in the middle, that's not an aids. Shmuel Omar Poskin alay. So Shmuel holds, you do. You stop in the middle of the posik. For Omar Rab Chananya Karo, Rab Chananya was a Psabal Koire, he was a Melamed Dardiki, Tzar Godel Hoyeli Eitzel Rab Chanina HaGodel, Lohitali Lipsuki, Lipsik Elalatinoike Shal Beis Rabin, Hoyel Islamid Asui. He had a big problem to get a heter from Rab Chanina HaGodel, to be able, it was Malama Tenoikis, it was very difficult for them to chap a posik, a whole posik at one time. It would be much easier if they learn half psukim. Now, it is a problem called psukim le poske moishe. So, tzah godo, about this is a chkemuchit, tabar abchanina godo, he got a heter. That's what Tenoikis, shal beis rabon, l'islamate, you're allowed to learn half psukim. So Mamela, but you see like this, it's also. So what Pshat and Shmuel? Shmuel says that what, that you lane 2.5 and 2.5 psukim. So the Gemara answers, awesome time am I, bishum delay efsha. Why was Rab Chanina Godel matter? He was matter, bishum delay efsha. There's no way to. So chenami lo yefsha. Here also there's no way to. You have a problem. You have here two. Your parashas bereishis, which only has five psukim, so the only way you can have two oilam is if you're going to split it 2.5 and 2.5. Fragt die Gemara, Shmuel oma poisek, my time alay oma doilek. Why doesn't Shmuel say Rav Zaitze? Why don't you go back a posik? Go back. Why does he have to go back to the posik? Learn the third posik again? So he says, no. Zeire mishum anichnosim, u mishum ayaitzim. But no, if you're going to start from the third posik again, so those who are nechnosim, those who come in by Sheni, they're going to go and see, oh, he started from posik gimel. So by stays the oil rishon, laying posik aleph beis. So memele gzeirim mishum anichnosim. That is the Baal Si Rashi. Keitzet koirin bedalet bnei adam. He says that kasha shalu was how do you lay the four oilim by Rish Chodesh? Ein mishayrim beparsha lekama meforish taime. Ein meschila nami lekama namrinen lo meforish taime. Why you cannot start a parsha till you lay three psukim? Likri shlishi trei meho. Let the shlishi likri shlishi trei meho. Shnei mikrois the beparshas of Yom HaShabbos. Utlosa kroi mi berosh echot sheichem. If we'll do that, it's poshul utrei. That was the last cheshbon. That means if you're gonna, if the shlishi will lay five psukim, so you only have two psukim left over for Revi. So Moses, we have the same problem in Tainitz. By Yom Rishon, Gabi Mamodei Stanan, Leim Meseches Tainitz, Yom Rishon, Yom Rishon means Bechad B'Shabbos. The first day of the week. So Rav said, Doilik, Hasheini Choyzer Omaschul, Posek Shegoma Boishal Afonot. So you start from over there, Posek, and Shmuel says Posek. Ovishin Koyre Chatziya Posek Hashlishi, Poiskoi, he stops in the middle and the Sheini finishes the second half of the Posik. So the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, you say Poisik, why aren't you Doilig? Why aren't you Doilig? So he said, Zeire Mishuma Nechnosim, She Yishmu Hasheini Maschel Posik Zed. So they see the Nechnosim come in. So they see that the Sheini started from Posik Zeh, from Posik Gimel. The Yoimru like call the Rishon Alashnayim. So Mestoma, the Rishon only lain to Psukim. V'chein ha-yoitzim she-yishmu es ha-rishon by the yoitzim, there'll also be a problem. If he's going to lain three, v'chein ha-yoitzim she-yishmu es ha-rishon koyresh loishe, so they know there's five psukim in the parsha, and the first oil lane three. The yaimru la yikra sheni elish naim. So mistama, the second oil will be kairish naim. That's what they say. So memele, so if you won't be mavsik the posik, so there'll be a kilkul. The nechnosim will say that the rishin lane two. And the Yoitzim will say that the Sheini lane too. So this is the Machloikis. So we have here Shmuel holds Adzeir of Nechnasim v'Yoitzim. And Rav doesn't hold. Meisvei Frikta Gemara Akashe Parshe Shoshisha Psukim Koyren oiso bishnai. A parsha shisha psukim, so you two oilem. Shisha psukim, so you two oilem, or each one have three psukim. Bishel hamisha psukim, biyochid. If there's five psukim, so yochid lanes the parsha. What is koren rishain shloisha? What happens if, I made a mistake? The first oila read five, three psukim of this parsha that has five psukim. Hasheni koire shnayim mi parshazu. So the second one finishes this parsha. Ve'echad mi parsha acheres, and one from the next parsha. V'yesh oimrim shloisha, others say that you learn shloisha. V'fi she'ein maschilin be'par she'poches m'shloisha psukim. V'yesh oimrim hold, that we do not start a new parsha without reading less than three psukim, because if we're going to start read less than three psukim, so the nechnosim are going to say, when they come in, they see you starting from pasuk gimel, from pasuk beis, and say, oh, so why is the previous oila laying only one pasuk? Here, Machlekes Tanoim, what do you do if lechatchila you should lay in the parsha of five sukkim with one oile, and if by mistake the first oile lay in three psukim, so then it says what you do. So you say these two psukim, and then later the next parsha either lay in one pasuk or three psukim. B'misa frekta gemore leman da omar doileg nidloik. According to Rav, why do you have to go to the next posse, to the next parsha? Let's be daily, just like you said, by the Mamodes. Bereishis has five psukim. So you said that the second oila goes back a posse. Say also, let the second oila go back a posse. Ulaman, the yoma poisik nivsoik, and the one that says poisik nivsoik. So we'll see in Rashi. Rashi says we can't be goyres this. You can't ask a kasha poisik nifsek, because poisik means that the oila rishin lanes two and a half. Here we're talking about a case that the oila rishin lane three. So we said, what should we do now? We told him to lane five. It would be better if he would have asked, told him to lane five. But he didn't. He lane three. So now you can't say poisik. So Rashi is moichik this. We'll see. Tosfos is, is an eight on this. Olaman di omam, vis olaman di omam nid doileg nidleg, olaman di omam poisek nibsoik. That's the Gemara, so it's a kasha on both of them. So the Gemara answers, shani hosom te efshe behochi. So the Gemara says, because there you have an eight. If you can go to the next parsha, we can go to the next parsha, so memela fakel, we should zicha do this. That is more preferable than doilig or poisik. We're talking about, let's say, the case of besechtes tainis. Here we're talking about that there was parsha bereishis as five, and then you have to hear the third oila lanes vihirakiya. So finish, so we don't have an eitza over there. So there we have to, in the parsha of five, we have to somehow squeeze into oilam. So there, the Rav says doilek, Shmuel says poisik. But over here, if you have another parsha to go to for your second oila, so there's no problem. Let us see Rashi. Kol Rishon Shloishom is Asheni Kairish Naimi Parshas. Lamando Ma Doilig Nidlag Lamando Ma Poisik. Rashi says like Lamifrach. You can't ask a kasha that you should be Poisik. The Kol Rishon Shloishik Tony. We're talking about that the Rishon said three psukim, so there's no Poisik anymore. The Efsha Oidlach. So you can't go back. It was said already. The whole Poisik was said. Shani hosam de efshe bohochi. Likreis mish parsha zulache. So the Gemara says, over here, you have an eitze. You can go further. You can go to the next parsha. Dahach mas nise kaime b'sheini b'chamishi. This barais is speaking about sheini chamishi. Shohu yochel likris mashe yiltsa. So he's learning parshas ha-shavua. And so he learns and learns another parshas, the chichnish tekvel. So there we have no problem. So for kel, so of learning further. So there, that is the most preferable action, to learn further. But over here, shehakel minyon is shel yoyim. Mashenkin over here, in Mesechtes Tainis, he doesn't have where to go. The third oil is from Yehirakiya. So there we have a machloikis Rav Shmuel.